We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Got a special guest in the building.
One of the original Hot Boys.
That's right, Turk.
What's happening? What's happening?
Morning,
you don't
sir.
Really know. I'm cool and what's up with y'all?
Everything is
so
good.
So is it just Turk now? No Young Turk?
Man, you know, I'm Turk, Young Turk, original Hot Boy, all of it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to call it, just be respectful, you know what I'm talking about?
Now, explain, go through the history. Now, your original Hot Boy, original member of Cash Money.
Yeah.
Explain who was part of Cash Money back then.
Me, Baby, Wayne, Juvie, Free BG, you know what I'm saying? Manny Fresh, Sugar Slim, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Six of us, man, you know what I'm saying? The old team, you know what I'm talking about?
And then what happened?
Basically, man, No, we had a nice run together, mm-hmm. just real nice run. Everybody know the history, you know what I'm saying? Problems came for us, you know, as we started getting bigger, you know what I'm saying, quote, unquote. The money then got more, you know what I'm saying? And
so
more people
amongst each
then
other?
Came around. It was more of a, we I'm going to just straight to the point, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We didn't get what we were supposed to get, you know, just straight up like that, you know
right.
what I'm saying? So with that being said,
like
it was
issues.
Like, we not happy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So the environment, it ain't just took a toll where we just were like, okay, man, we about to leave. You know what I'm saying? We all stayed, try to work it out like any kind of family or relationship, whatever you want to call it. But as people started to leave, the clique started breaking up. Juvie left first.
Mm-hmm.
BG left. I went and did time in New Orleans. Unfortunately, I always go and do time. When I came home,
don't say it like you wanted to go do
nah,
it.
Nah. Yeah. I had a situation. Yeah. I always, you know, when I was young, man, I was wild and I'm humble now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new Turk now. So when I came home, man, the camp was breaking up. I was working on my solo album, Young and Thuggin'.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wasn't on the album. Juvie wasn't on the album like I was used to. Wayne was on it. BG was on it. But it wasn't that, the family wasn't there no more.
Mm-hmm.
So they left, I left. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, the rest became history, man, and it been crazy ever since. You know
so
what I'm saying?
So contractually, you were able to leave, though?
Yeah, basically, y'all. Yeah, I mean, it was one of those situations to where, okay, cool, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we never dealt with the situation as far as what was on contract. It just was, man, I got to go ahead on and do my thing, man, because I'm not happy over here, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically what it was. Like, we was more hurt than anything as far as with the situation with Baby. He kind of raised us, man, and to go through what we went through and not get what we supposed to have, you know what I'm talking about? It just was like, damn, you know what I'm talking about?
When did y'all first notice y'all wasn't getting what y'all supposed to get? Because when Juvie was up here, he always said he didn't even expect to get to the level that he got at.
Yeah.
So when was it? After 400 Degrees, went 3 times platinum?
After, I mean, when we was doing it, we were really just doing it. Like, it just was like my team today, you know what I'm saying? When we all eat, it was like that, you know what I'm saying? We really didn't see it. Like,
you
we signed with
Universal.
Yeah, we didn't understand it. Just like, man, it happened so fast. You know what I'm talking about? I don't even think Baby and them understood it, to be honest, because even behind them, you got attorneys. You know what I'm saying?
People out there that don't know Baby.
You know what I'm saying?
They
they got attorneys that's pulling strings behind them.
Right.
That probably taken from them. Like, we don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But when we became older and wiser and we knew, now let's come to the table and let's work it out. Nobody don't want to sit down. You know what I'm saying? That's where the problem still linger on. It. You know what I'm talking about?
So when they did, when they announced the first deal, it was history making, $30 million, Cash Money Records.
Yeah.
Y'all saw that like we saw it. But y'all didn't get breaking off anything?
Man, we got cars, we got houses, Rolexes, you know, material things. But now what I know now, man, I'm supposed to still be getting checks. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm on platinum album. I never got a publishing. I never got all these royalties. I never got none of that.
So you never signed a publishing deal?
Yeah, I'm on a publishing deal with Money Mac. That's Cash Money Publishing coming. A lot of people don't know that. I had a separate publishing deal, and I had an artist contract, and I had a solo. I had a solo, a group, and a separate, a boat on publishing. You know what I'm saying? So kind of crazy, man. Then when I did my time, I came home like, I wanted the situation to work out, you know what I'm saying? I'm family-oriented, so it's like, man, let's see what we going to do. Bam, bam, bam. We did the BMI Awards out here, exactly.
This when you came home this time, right?
Yeah, this time, after the 10 years. The attempted murder and all that. You know, we probably get to that. Y'all talk about it. But, you know, it was crazy, man. It didn't work out, you know what I'm saying? So before I even got to my lawsuit, because, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I sued him. I tried to work it out quiet as kept. You know what I'm saying? It was going on for 2 years. Mm-hmm. He knew, I knew, to no avail. So my attorneys advised me, man, this is what we need to do.
Word.
You know, I'd be the last one to want to sue. I don't want to even deal with them people, dealing with them people all the years I dealt with. So it's kind of like, I be feeling like that's a form of snitching, just me. You know
it
what I'm saying?
It feels good, though, to be on the other side, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're on the other side of the courtroom.
Yeah.
That's not really
But it's still like, we family, we brothers. We need to, we should be able to sit down and work it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a man, you're a man. Man, let's work this out, man. We don't need nobody to mediate this.
But devil's advocate, people might say that, you know, he did give cars and cribs and Rolexes and a lot of materialistic things that could have been used as money that say that was your signing bonus or that was your royalties because you signed to him.
Nah, man, it wasn't. That don't even add up.
Mm.
It don't add up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm getting money, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like I came home, I'm desperate or none of that. You know what I'm saying?
You want the money you're supposed to
I want what's rightfully mine. Nothing more, nothing less. Baby, worth what? Let's say, almost $500 million. I don't know. But it ain't like I'm going out to his pockets. I sued for $1.3 million, no less. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know you open them books, you owe me more. Mm-hmm. But my whole thing, man, look, I need what's rightfully mine. Nothing more, nothing less. You know
what
I'm saying?
Did you have a lawyer when you signed the contract?
Yeah, in-house lawyers. Damn everything was in-house.
That's what you know what I'm saying?
We had in-house lawyers. We had in-house everything.
So those are the same lawyers that Birdman is using.
The same lawyer he used.
And he's the one with all the money. So
the same managers he used.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was like conflict of interest that I know now. You know what I'm saying?
You can watch the TLC movie and learn that's conflict of interest.
Yeah, they need to make a
hot
boy
movie. But this was so early on.
You know what I'm saying?
This was so early on.
Played me on them.
You guys didn't have a lot of other people to look to say, okay, this is how they did it. We need to have our own lawyers. It was really early on. You all were young.
I mean, I had my grandmother and my mama, but I was paying the bills, you know what I'm saying? So they were like, and all our mothers, for some strange reason, I always say something about Baby, but, man, he was like, you know, in New Orleans, man, Baby was the man with the work, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you coming from the project, you coming from the hood, my, I'm trying to pay this $42 rent. You don't have to keep on making beds of fuck. Mm. And I'm getting this triple. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So that's what it was, man. They were telling me I need to get a lawyer back then, but I was like, I thought it was going to hold me up from being a part of somebody that I wanted to be. I looked up the Cash Money, UNLV, and all them. And to be able to come from playing football, go to the studio, meet Slim one day, and I come to the studio because I felt like I was the weakest link, just being real. You know, Wayne, Juvie, BG, they could rap. Mm-hmm. You know, I just inherited just being around them. You know what I'm saying?
Cash Money? That's a story I don't ever really.
Magnolia Shawty, who got killed, God bless
Monkey
her soul.
On the dick.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she me and her used to be rapping at
that
DJ.
That record, bro.
Yeah, that was crazy in 1995, 1996. Yeah. So she basically, man, I used to rap at DJs in the Magnolia. We from Uptown. And I told her, put in word for me and BG had went to the same school, you know. I used to be dissing BG back in the day. We diss each other. So
on raps.
Yeah. Okay, so okay. They came to a DJ, man, fresh with DJ and Baby and Slim happened to come to the project. And I just rapped to Slim. He gave me a call. He told me come to the studio. Juvie was working on Soldier Rag out. Put up your Soldier Rag. That's throwback. And I got on like 2 songs. And during the time UNLV and Cash Money was going through what we went through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Over money and this and this and that. But we was young. We ain't even seen that. We thought they were hating on us, you know what I'm saying?
How did Baby and Slim get so big in New Orleans?
Man, whoever got the money is the biggest, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's where anything you do, you know what I'm talking about?
He just want you to say Baby and Slim sold dope.
No,
he
knows.
Nah, I don't, you know.
Shit, I don't know, man,
you know. You know, I just feel like, you know, just like a lot of people got big, you know what I'm saying, man? They got the knowledge to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, however they do, some people, we die for lack of knowledge and we can't get to, but if we study, show our self-approval, we could get to where they at. Mm-hmm. So that's how I look up to the 50s. I look up to the Puff and the Jay-Z's and, you know, so I feel like I could do the same thing they doing. Now I feel that way. But back then, man, I felt like I had to depend on somebody. You know what I'm saying?
And Baby was like a father figure to you,
yeah.
You said. And to most of them, except for Juvenile. They said Juvenile was older.
Yeah, Juvie was older, but, I mean, that's who was paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's who, you know. Yeah.
You was playing football, too, though. So you said you left that alone just for the rap?
Yeah, I left that alone. I was playing, man. I was running back, fullback, linebacker. You know, I did it all. And I started rapping, man. It's like, it just happened, bro. Like, I wasn't serious with it or nothing. I just play around with it, beat on school disses. And, you know, I was in the right place at the right time. And, man, to be with Wayne, Wayne been hard way back in the days, mm-hmm. even when he was 9 years old. You know, if people go all the way back, the true story, him and BG were like Tupac in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? Magnolia Slim, there was a Tupac in New Orleans. So to be a part of them, they kind of like open up doors for me, and I appreciate Baby and Slim for that. You know what I'm saying? But it's still, the facts still remain. You know, you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all the same age when Wayne, right?
Yeah, Wayne probably like a couple months or a year under me. BG a year over me. You were like 4, 5, 6 years.
And I saw you guys did a Hot Boys reunion of some sorts. I know BG couldn't be there a few days ago.
Yeah, actually, that's the first time me and Wayne, man. To be honest, man, I was happy to see him. That's like my little brother, man. We didn't did a whole lot of stuff together, you know what I'm saying? And we was talking, man, just vibing in the VIP. You know, big old Kool-Aid smiles, like we were happy to see each other. Like somebody was stopping us from coming together. It was something, you know what I'm saying?
What was it?
It was Baby. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like Baby stopped a lot of us. It just like, this your boss, you know what I'm saying? This who paying your bills. Your boss don't mess with him, so you don't want to fuck it up. Excuse my language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want to mess it up with your boss, you know what I'm saying? So you got to, damn, bro. Like, I just had a situation with my little homeboys. I had to mediate that, you know what I'm saying? But some people ain't willing to stand in the gap and be like, man, you know what? You wrong. You right. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand why Baby wouldn't want y'all to be together, though, because it's not like I ain't never heard a Turk diss record to Baby Wayne.
I mean, it just, I don't know, man. Like, me and Wayne got an overstanding, though. We talk, you know what I'm saying? We got a show Wednesday together, me, him, and Manny Fresh in Baton Rouge. We just did something in Biloxi, you know, AMS, Green Bucket. They bought it down. They putting it together. Me and Juvie got something coming up, you know what I'm saying? I even got a song with Master P, man. Like, a whole lot of stuff. Like, back in the day, we wanted to do songs with P, man. Wayne thought about going to No Limit. You know what I'm saying?
So, on Vlad TV.
And for P to do something with me, and I mean, just to do it, you know, I reached out and, man, he responded, and you know what I'm saying?
Was Baby blocking that too? Like, collaboration?
It got
no
done
limit?
Now.
Yeah.
Like, everybody who I'm reaching to, when I'm getting to him myself direct and there ain't nobody in between, we connecting. You know what I'm saying? Because of that one person, I feel and believe, you know what I'm saying? But even with Babe and Slim, I'm not here to bash them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's only what's right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to speak the real. I stand on principles. I ain't with nothing trying to make nobody look bad or none of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just going to be real. That's where I come from. And I'm willing to sit down with Baby. Man, let's sit down.
How
and
come nobody says
up.
Anything about Slim? It's always Baby.
Because Slim in the back. Mm-hmm. You know, and Slim might be controlling and doing his little thing, but Slim keep his face card clean. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I don't have no personal problem with none of them. You know what I'm saying?
Were you surprised when Tyga and Wayne came forward with their
lawsuit? It ain't surprised me.
You saw that with you?
It ain't surprised me. I heard Lil Wayne just they settled it or something.
Yeah, he dropped
today.
His
yeah, they dropped yeah. it. So I'm hoping that my situation be the same way. Baby got a couple more days. He filed the extension to respond. Now he got a couple more days from the time he filed that extension. You know,
we just gonna see how it go. After you went public with the when you had to do the lawsuit, did he reach out to you and say, "Okay, I know we were trying to work this out"?
There's no more talking. Mm-hmm. I try to talk for 2 years. Now you got to talk to my lawyers, the powers that be. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it go. Like. I mean, I can't talk to you no more.
What about when you got out of jail? Did they at least say?
Yeah, we did the BMI Awards. It was a lot of we going to do this and do that. Mm-hmm. I even flew to Miami. You know what I'm saying? McMahon, solid. Shout out to McMahon. You know what I'm saying? McMahon, man, he's solid. Mm-hmm. He pulled up on me on South Beach in the Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, stunner at the studio, such, such, such. I was in Atlanta doing my own. I came home doing shows. You know what I'm saying? I ain't come home with my hand out. You know what I'm saying? I did too much time, and I hustled when I was doing time. I was paying bills and doing all that when I was locked up.
And Lil Wayne, you know, was still looking out. And
yeah, Wayne shotting me out and doing things. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it was all love. You know, T.I. ain't even know me. T.I. threw me money. You know, Trader Troop. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of guys. Paul Wall. Waka mm-hmm. Flocka. You know, a whole lot of dudes. Mm-hmm. Jay Prince. You know what I'm saying?
You signed to Prince now, right?
Me and Jay Prince got a partnership. It ain't really no artist deal.
Gotcha.
Jay Prince was a person that when my situation was looking dog, he gave Babe and them a phone call for me. You know
Ooh,
what I'm saying?
You don't want those from Jay.
And it was he gave him a phone call out of respect.
Courtesy yeah. call.
Out of respect. It was a respectful phone call. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to step on their toes. That's how Jay Prince is.
That's his
he didn't want to step on their toes. So he was like, let me see what Babe and Slim gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Man, I could have been home, Babe and Slim didn't come through. You know what I'm saying? So I wound up doing a decade, man. You know what I'm saying? But when I called Jay Prince, he always picked that phone up. He pressing the button like, you know what I'm saying? I'm his brother or something. When I came home, my daddy got killed. You know what I'm saying? Jay Prince was there. He reached out. And, you know, like, it's a lot of solid dudes that people don't even talk about that some of these rappers have to call. They not going to tell y'all they got to call these people and check in. But a lot of them do. Mm-hmm. You know, my homie Dirt, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Bo Deal, Baby Faye Nelson. There's a lot of these dudes, you know what I'm saying, that's solid in these streets, man.
You ain't talking about Dirk the rapper, is he?
Dirk. Yeah, King Dirk. You know what I'm saying? He not Lil Dirk.
No. Oh, right.
Shout out to Lil Dirk, too. Yeah, yeah. I mess with him. Like, all the guys, man. Like, I don't have no ill will toward nobody, man. It's all love.
So you could have came home before the 10 years, you said?
Yeah, I could have came home.
But what happened?
It was a situation where let's work it out. Let's negotiate. You know what I'm saying? Not on no snitching shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, the victim asked for such, 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 such. You know what I'm saying? You know, it just be politicking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I guess they probably thought we was on some setup shit. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that was the whole purpose of OG calling, to verify, man, it's solid. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't happen. And I felt like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? So, but I still rolled it out.
All they had to do was put up the money.
That's all they had to do.
And you'd have been home.
Bro, I paid for my own attorney fees. You know what I'm saying? I paid for funerals and all that. My little brother got killed. I reached out in the media. I needed help. I'm in a situation. I'm fighting. I got 22 years. Man, I got attempted murder on 2 police. You know what I'm saying, man?
Tell a story about that. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I can talk about whatever.
So what happened? What happened that day?
It was basically they came in my house. You know, I'm thinking they the robbers. Me and my girl, who I'm married to right now. Shout out to Imani, the maid woman, held me down 8 years, 8 months, 16 days, day for day. Mm-hmm. You know, I make sure I put that out there, but. They came to my house. I'm in my boxers. You know, my homeboy, he in the front. I just hear something go boom.
Was you doing anything, you know, illegal
saying?
Out the house?
I wasn't doing nothing. I used to get loaded. I shoot heroin and cocaine. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't selling nothing. I was using that. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't loaded that day. Somebody called the police, told them I had AK-47 and 2 kilos of heroin.
God damn. Now, the SWAT calls thing.
They called and the SWAT team came.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I ain't thinking that's no police or nothing. You know what I'm saying? They got ski masks on. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared, to be honest, just being real. I'm scared. Like, I'm thinking I'm about to die.
Right.
So one thing led to another. 2 police wound up getting shot. It was a shootout. You know what I'm saying?
You protected your own.
They said it was it was your gun in the report.
It was, I did my time for it, you know what I'm saying? And I mean I did what I did, you know what I'm saying? I did my time for it. But I wasn't wrong. I wasn't no warrant kicked in my door. They came in. They the robbers. I don't know who you is. For to shoot it out with the SWAT team. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't get shot.
Nah.
Wow.
You by the grace of God, bro.
God, absolutely.
They shot 52 times in my house.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
And nobody got hit?
The police officers got shot.
They shot each other.
Man, look, check this out. It wasn't nothing but God. And I give God the glory for a lot because I know, like, my whole situation. You know, a lot of people don't talk about God. They think they hard and this and this and that, but he real. He real to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, man, I'm going through a whole lot of situation. My wife going through cancer. She fighting. You can't really tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm there for her like she was there for me. It's a whole lot of shit I could talk about and go in and I could bash and I could do it, but I'm not about to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My whole thing, man, is I'm going to respect myself and respect everything around you. Just don't disrespect me. That's when we got a problem.
When you was having those conversations with Baby, trying to work it out, how was those conversations going?
It just with Baby, like, man, Baby, boom, Baby move like a young. You know what I'm saying? You know how young they can't keep still. So if he telling you something, I'm thinking like, man, back in the days, how I used to ride. Me and Baby used to be drinking, but we drank all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Me, him, and Low Jack. You know what I'm saying? This old cab money throwback. You know what I'm saying? And I know how he used to answer the phone and tell people stuff and. You know, I could tell when, yeah. So I felt like.
You know he playing you because you seen him
play.
Yeah,
I seen you do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like when my daddy got killed, man, that was like the last straw, just to be real.
Mm-hmm.
You felt like people didn't reach out.
Yeah, they didn't reach out. I spoke about that on World Star.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke about that and a lot of people. You gave me dunk of the day.
Really?
Somebody told me, my homeboy said you gave me dunk of the day.
I never gave you dunk
of
the day.
For speaking about something with Birdman and them or why they didn't do something there. But like my whole situation, I never just got a chance to. They could have just been sad.
Yeah, let me go back and make sure.
But I don't know.
Because
I Googled it.
I don't
Googled
remember
it.
That one.
I Googled it too, but I'm like, damn, Charlamagne gave me dunk of the day, but this some real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? We need to address that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, but, see you right now.
You know, my whole situation, man, like, bro, I move on cold, man. You know what I'm talking about?
When did you start using, like, heroin and cocaine? Was it after you were signed?
Nah.
Before you were signed?
I started off snorting cocaine and graduated.
Nah, Turk, I don't think I ever gave you donkey today.
Well, they must have, you probably mentioned that one.
I don't remember that.
Nah, I never.
Yeah, because I Googled it. I do my research and homework. I ain't see it.
I think,
hey, Bruce, you wrong, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That would be,
hey, Bruce, my homeboy Bruce, hey, man, he didn't do that, man. You gave him a false charge. Man. To be real, though, Charlamagne, like the streets, they want me to come here, man, put Charlamagne in his place. You know what I'm saying?
But
look, check this out. I respect you because you ain't no yes man, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Man, ask me what you want to ask me. Just don't be disrespectful because
that's
when we have a problem. I respect your job and what you do. You know what I'm saying? Some people just can't handle the truth, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I can. I humble myself. It ain't nothing you can say. I can show you my track marks on my own. I shot
dope.
So you
said you were 14?
That's a track mark. Put it on camera. So they can't be saying, damn, everything I say, I got to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
So who turned you on to heroin? Cause I know BG was on it too. So was it like a group thing?
It was like a fashion statement in New Orleans, and I just graduated. Like when Magnolia Slim, no disrespect to his family, but he used to rap about the dope. No disrespect to you, and you know we coming up like man, all the females talking about it. Girl, he had that dope. So in your mind, you young, yeah, I want to fuck her all night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we started doing heroin and cocaine. You know what I'm talking about?
You could have just drank gin, man.
But I ain't like drinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was like, that's straight to the dome, and it got you right, man. But that almost took my life. So I've been clean 11 years now.
How'd you get off? In jail?
Yeah, jail. Jail saved me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Baby took advantage of everybody simply because y'all didn't know any better? Y'all young dudes out the projects?
I feel like we took advantage of ourselves by not knowing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't point the finger all the way at Baby. You know what I'm saying? I take responsibility. But at the same time, he knew better. You know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? And yeah. he had an agenda of how he was doing it.
But you trusted
him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I did. But
it was a strong business move what he did. But if you were underage at the time, you could absolutely positively get that money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I was underage.
If you're underage, I mean you got to have some type of a parental guidance when you're signing those contracts.
It was a little 17.
Yeah, I was underage.
Playing with
yeah.
six figures.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's gonna work out. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Baby, listening to this interview. You know what I'm saying? Like I say. I ain't here to bash nobody. It's nothing personal. They already know what it is. Everybody around know what it is. Everybody I talk to, it'd be the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got plenty of stories I could just speak out of anger about, but, man, come on, man, I'm 34 years old. I don't deal with my problems like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the $1.3 million you're suing for, is that for the album that went gold that you put out on Cash Money? Or?
Nah, it's basically like it's $1.3 million, nothing less, whatever the judge see fit, because I don't know how much you owe me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not asking for too much. I'm not asking for too little. I don't know. But if you know, so, I mean, do the right thing and be like, man, you know what? It might cost me more to go this route. Well, I could just go ahead on and do this, and we just wash our hand and keep it moving.
Did you ever get a check from that gold album?
Yeah, I didn't got tour money sometime, but I never got a royalty check. I never got an advance. I never synced that.
God damn.
Advance, anything, royalty, advance. I don't even know how them checks look back then. I don't know what they look like.
He signed it over, so he never saying. Said none of that.
It just bugged me out, like. Though, because you got, even back then, you say you never got a royalty check. Now, even Tiger says he never got a
yeah,
check.
Yeah, I never, like, bro. Birdman back then, you really it. Ain't getting none. You
I
ain't
mean,
know.
I mean, if you think about it, what he did is the hype of Cash Money, Young Money at the time, where every artist wanted to sign them, and they pretty much would sign their life away because they feel like it's an opportunity. And then when they realize, look, I just sold 1 million records. I ain't get a dollar. It's like, whoa.
Did he give y'all an advance?
Man, I ain't.
He say only cars and cribs.
Man, bro. Man, that I got, man. Hey, man, what kind of car you want? You want, oh, you want that? Oh, all right. You know what I'm saying?
And back then, it wasn't the cars like now.
PT Cruise and Tahoe on Benz trucks. Yeah, that's the type. But that was the stuff back then.
Yeah, I remember.
Not, you know, it might, man, I want a Ferrari. Okay, bam. But, man, you could have got 30 of them. You know what I'm saying? But you looking at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure them young dudes, I mean, they getting their money not from the sacrifice, how we were sacrificed. Mm-hmm. You know, they know a little bit more. But don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? It's something that they don't know about.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for Jell, do you think you would have achieved the same level of success as the rest of the Hot Boys?
Nah, just being real, man, because I was on dope too bad.
I mean, BG was, you know too, saying? Though. BG had a good run.
Man, I was gone. I hadn't fell off the scene and everything. Like, I was gone, bro. Just being real.
I didn't even
real.
Know it was that bad because I remember I met you back then.
I was high that day.
I was high that day.
Yeah. I was full that day. She gave me a whole bunch of
I gave a bunch of clothes to go on tour and everything.
Yeah.
And I even spoke to you while you was in jail with your girl called and everything. How Same did you manage one. To hold down a relationship during Man, that time? I'm sure it was crazy.
It was a blessing to have somebody that was just true to me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, well, she just stayed with you because you Turk was through. I ain't have nothing. Mm-hmm. I ain't have nothing. I came home.
Why we never heard that?
I came home to her because right. It was like, I mean, I don't know. I guess it was the grace of God. And I'm not a person that just bad out here. My name ain't bad as far as in the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where most of the rumors come from. Mm-hmm. If your name ain't bad in the streets, whatever the people say, I mean, they get it from the streets. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like I was able to come back, be able to still go in places where some of the artists can't go and mingle and mix with some of the people that they paint they image to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm around these type of guys.
Current day, what do you think about Young Thug calling his album Carter
I like Young Thug music.
Okay. But Carter 6,
I don't know.
You think that's not cool or is Hammond? What do you think about that?
I think it's slick. I think Young Thug want to be Wayne, just being real, you know what I'm saying? And rather directly or indirectly. He done said it. It be contradicting statements when he talk, you know what I'm saying? So I believe he look up to Wayne. Mm-hmm. That's
so
how I
you don't
I
think
look.
It's trying to be, like, disrespectful?
I think the media making it like that, and he just running with it because he love attention.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, y'all, I mean, back in the day, Wayne named his album
500 Degrees,
and Juvia at 400 Degrees.
And I don't know. I was locked up, so I can't speak on that. I didn't even experience the situation or why. But I just feel like you really could name your album whatever you want. You know, you got a freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want. Basically, you know, I don't see no problem with it. But when you got all the other stuff coming with it, trying to make fun and do all this, that's the disrespect. Like, I'm strong on respect. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what happens if you see Baby now?
If I see Baby now, I don't have no words for Baby. You know what I'm saying? But if we come to a table, I'm willing to come to the table. If I see him in the streets, I just see him. Mm-hmm. He on his side, I'm on my side. You know, it's nothing personal. But I'm willing to sit down, man, and let's talk, because it ain't that serious.
I'm just trying to figure out when it got personal between y'all. I mean, you say
it's never, it's not personal.
But when did it get to the point where you was like, I ain't speaking to this dude no more?
I mean, you tried to talk to
him. I tried to talk when the person like, and he ain't trying to talk to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We gotta make it strictly about business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when it becomes strictly about business, if it ain't dealing with business, you don't have nothing to talk about. Right. Us coming to the table, sitting down and talking, that's business.
Now, you don't have any paperwork now, so you got your own publishing, everything now.
Yeah, I got my own situation, my own move, YNT, Young and Thuggin', man, you know what I'm saying?
But it felt good a few days ago to be back with the Hot Boys.
Yeah, I want that. You know what I'm saying? The world want that. Mm-hmm. And I believe we going to make that happen, you know what I'm saying? I believe that. Like,
how can you do it without BG, though?
Man, free BG. We going to scream until you hit the streets. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing it.
When is he supposed to come home?
Man, BG fighting right now. You know what I'm saying? He be home. He just like me, I had 22 years. I gave 12 back. I'm home. People are like, dang. You know what I'm saying? Same way with him. He had 14 years. He fighting on the pill. And I talk to BG all the time on Coilink. You know, when I scream BG, it ain't just me screaming BG. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm active with BG.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't do half of the things that I would like to do, you know what I'm saying, for him. But the things I can do is the small things that matter when a person in a situation. You know what I'm saying? And I do that.
How you been making money since you been home?
Man, I be doing features. I doing shows. You know, man, just everything. I got a book I'm about to put out, Shopping That, right now.
It's like the Auto Thug, I feel Turk.
You know, people been coming at me, but they ain't been.
Basically, like,
it ain't no tell-all book. If it's a tell-all, it's tell-all about me.
Right.
You know, I'm talking about my situation with Cad Money, why I used to miss flights when I had to come to 106 and Park to premiere my video, you know. People thinking that Baby and them held you back, but I'm taking responsibility, showing people that I was reckless, mm-hmm. because of my drug addiction. You know what I'm saying? Because of my drug addiction, a whole lot of stuff happened that probably wouldn't have happened if I wasn't on drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Did any of the guys try to help you out and be like, listen, you need to get your...
Yeah, Slim all the time. Slim put me in rehab. They spent a lot of money on me going to rehab.
Yours was on the low. Like, everybody knew BG.
BG was running in packs. You know, when he was in, I just ain't used to have the same kind of effects, you know, from it, you know, but when, you know, man.
Like, what was the worst experience?
You see the track mark? That's the track mark, bro. My arms f***ed up.
Now, with the drug addiction, usually when people are on drugs and they stop using drugs, they stop alcohol as well. So alcohol doesn't have that same effect on you.
Nah, man, you know, sometimes, you know, like, you could drink wine and it be happy for, so you have a limit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a limit. No smoking, no hard drug, none of that.
What was the worst experience? Because you said you almost died.
I almost overdosed when this situation happened, when the people kicked in my door. Mm. 3 days prior to that, you know, I did overdose. My wife, she bought me a bag of ice. I had to put it on my nuts. No disrespect, but
That mean?
It revives you and shake you out of it. If you OD, you know what I'm saying? They either shoot you with salt water, mm-hmm. or you could put ice on your nuts, and they gonna, you know, make you get up. Like when you just in the, you really like out. You know what I'm saying? And I had prayed, man. I had did it again the next morning. So she was at work. I'm like, damn. So now I'm walking dead. I got the salt. I shot the salt up. Mm-hmm. So I had told God, like, man.
You did it yourself. You had to shoot yourself.
I had to do it because I'm in the house by myself. She was there a couple nights before. But then I was like, man, only way I'm going to stop if it's life-threatening. So that's why I believe I didn't get shot, because God, he's powerful. Mm-hmm. But these police were shooting 223, 12-gauge, MP40s, and all kind of guns. This was a SWAT team. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the pictures, you Google it, man, you'll see, like, damn, he lucky. But I'm blessed. You
that's
know
like
what I'm
the
saying?
End of Scarface, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I was in a one-bedroom apartment.
Wow.
When you My was girl like- was under the bed, and I was in the closet, scared in the motherfucker. And it just was, pop, 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 boom, 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 boom. I come from under, I'm like, I'm hit. She asked me if I'm hit. I'm like, I'm asking you, you know what I'm saying? I'm scared in the mall. They like, come out. Now I realize, man, it's the police.
And thank God nothing happened to her.
When I come out, it, they were like, man, them people beat the shit out of me, you know what I'm saying? Like, God, one of them said, I wish Pac was here to see you, you know what I'm saying? And
who?
They say, I wish Pac was here to see this. They knew I was a rapper.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So when I saw them beat me, I act like I passed out. I wasn't about to get no police call. You know what I'm saying? So I went to the ambulance. They bought me out my boxes. So they brought me to the hospital, man. About 50 police officers came to the hospital. And they were asking me if I'm in the gang. They were looking at my tattoo. They were saying I'm vice lord. They were saying I'm blood. I'm not, for the record, I'm not affiliated. Mm-hmm. You know, I just associate, you know, with real people. I'm not a part of nothing.
When something like that happens and you shoot cops and you go to jail, do they mess with you in jail? Like the cops, the COs, they beat
you
up? Starve
you
out,
you know, don't let you shout.
When you have a situation on police, to be honest, crazy, but you famous. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people so against it. But me, I don't be trusting the police out, but I ain't never had no problem with no police out. Because half of them, they be wanting to be, by me being a rapper, they want to make it like they cool, they on your side. They, you know what I'm saying? But y'all police, if it come down to it, y'all going to tell on me. Mm-hmm. You got to understand that, but it's politics in it. You know, I ain't never had no problem with no officer.
Did people distance themselves from you when you went to jail?
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about cash money in general.
A lot of distance. But you got to know, like I had left cash money when I was out, so we wasn't together. You know what I'm saying? I had them left cash money, but I'm in my situation. I reached back out to you. Ain't nobody there. Juvenile, he was there. You know, Juvenile paid money on the attorney with me. I ran through 5 attorneys. They was just highway robbing me. You know what I'm saying?
So Juvenile,
BG doing shows, man. He, bam. And at the time, they was going through their situation. You know what I'm saying? But they was able to give me stacks on my attorney.
That's
Juvenile,
dope.
You know, Wayne, all them, Hot Boy, Free Hot, but Baby, who I shouldn't have had to go to all them. Man, Baby gave my girl, literally, it was after Hurricane Katrina, $300.
No, man.
Literally.
Damn. For what? Just for just, what just, like, thank you, here. I sent
her to the bus. They was in Memphis. I'm thinking, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Bam, they coming through the city. They got concert. Bam, bam, bam. Man, go holler at Baby. I'm talking to him. You know what I'm saying? Man, they gave my girl $300. My girl mad. I'm fussing at her because I need that $300. I need that.
Yeah.
But she like, she had got an attitude because of that. But you know, I'm locked up, man. $300 will last you 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm. So Wayne, BG, Juvie looked out.
Yeah.
Baby gave your girl $300.
$300, literally.
Damn. Were you surprised that Juvenile went and signed back to?
Nah, sometimes, man, you gotta do things was best for your family. You know what I'm saying? I'm not surprised because I would have signed back to Baby if the situation was right. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know Juvenile's situation. But I do believe that he ain't going to put himself in the same situation again. He a grown man. I don't think he'll do that. Right. You know, and me and Juve is still cool. You know, me and Manny Fresh, we all done had a show. Me and Juve got a show coming up in Jacksonville together. You know what I'm saying? On the 23rd, I believe. So I believe that this Hot Boy stuff going to come back together and it going to be Free BG. Even Baby, man, look, you know, man, let's sit down and work it out.
Now, when you say you want the Hot Boys to come back together, you already said you felt like you was the weakest link. Would you feel that way now?
Man, come on, man. You must ain't hear, man, listen to that mixtape when you listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done been through stuff. Now I know I know who I am.
Word.
So I don't have to try to come out stunting and flossing or something that I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell my story. So as long as I'm doing that, I'm being true. I'm here telling my story. I'm not sugarcoating nothing. You know what I'm saying? Word. As long as you being real, the people going to feel that.
Now, what do you learn from Jay Prince?
Man, Jay Prince just boss all bosses. You know what I'm saying? How he move. A lot of people say a lot of things about him, but Jay Prince, to me, he's respectful. You know what I'm saying? He live by principles. You know, and that's what I pick up from him. You know what I'm saying? You cross those principles, man, it's just consequences and repercussions. That's just life. So, you know, I respect any man like that, and I believe any boss, 50s, the 50s, the Jay-Z's, you know what I'm saying, the Rosses, all these dudes that's bosses, baby, all of them. They got certain standard that they live by. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. I salute that.
I often wonder how come Birdman can get away with crossing so many dudes.
You don't get away.
Affiliate.
You don't get away. You don't get away. I think you just get by and just like I used to feel like I got away with a whole lot of stuff that people still don't know about. But when I suffer for it, man, it hit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes God just allow things to happen because it's a bigger reason why, you know, only he know.
And Satan got a kingdom too. Don't get that twisted.
So, you know, we just gonna let it gonna work out. I got faith and I believe that it gonna work out because we family, man. Like, you know, that's what families do.
I think y'all be screaming that, but I don't know if he feel that way.
He feel that way, baby. Just, he baby, man. You know what I'm saying? He gonna take, it gonna take, I believe it'll take a motherfucker like 50 to sit down with him. Mm. 50 bought his whole camp back. You know what I'm saying? They had a big falling out. I'm talking about big, huge. You know, I talked to Young Buck the other day, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just met up with Kid at This Is 50 the other day. And, man, they worked it out. You know what I'm saying? 50 came to the table. All of them said what they was wrong in. So they working together again. So it'll take a person of that same level of status on a bigger status than him to sit down and be like, man, you know what, bro? You wrong. You got too many yes men around
it. But ain't it about principle, though? I mean, even after a brother pay you, it's like, we shouldn't even have to go through that. Can you really still be cool with a brother?
Nah, it ain't never going to be that, but it'll be a mutual respect. Like, okay, even though you made this gesture, it still don't mean we could be cool like that.
Yeah.
It's respect now. Absolutely. Now I can respect because you came to the table and were like, you know what? Man, I was wrong. I apologize.
So that's
what men
do. Nothing that happened that's... There's no going back from. It's not like anything happened that you can't fix.
Nah, we can fix it. You know, anything in life could be fixed. Mm-hmm. You know, we just got to let our pride go. Even the victim on my case, you know, me and him sat down and talked.
Really?
The cop?
And he's a white boy.
And how did that conversation go?
I mean, it was cool. It was scary to me, you know what I'm saying? But
well, how did the meeting set up? What y'all talking about?
His attorney and my attorney. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And I was able to get my attempted murder case worked out because of the conversation that we had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And what was the conversation? I thought y'all was robbing.
And they was able to admit where they was wrong, and I was able to admit, okay, where I was wrong. That's how we worked that out. So if I could do that with them,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna find no paperwork saying Turk snitched to get out. Man, God worked it out. He humbled me and humbled them, and bam, that's how I was able to get out, bro. Just being real. People might not believe it, but that's how it happened. So the same situation, I feel like if this happened like this, man, me and Baby could work it out.
What if Baby don't have the money to pay y'all no more?
Man, sometimes it ain't even about the money. It's about the respect. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's the respect. Money to be made.
Yeah, we going to make money. We'll make money just by saying, you know what, man, we going to sit at this table, man. People pay us just to come here and sit at this table. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even about the money, bro. Like, you know, money don't make me. I come from prison, man. I ain't have nothing. So I know how that feel. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean nothing. When you hit that rock bottom, man, you'll start putting your priorities in our God first, family second, everything else all in place. You know what I'm saying?
So what's next for Turk?
All this is in the music.
Just pushing, man. You know, my single with Master P, Woldy, we about to shoot the video for that. Mixtape out right now, Get Money, Stay Real.
The Auto Thugography
book, you know what I'm saying? Just being more interactive with my people, my fans. My friends always never shaded. I don't call them fans. And, you know, just trying to work the whole situation out with us brothers, man, coming together. You know what I'm saying? Inspiring other people because a lot of people was affected by that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just feel like if we was there to come together, man, it'll create some kind of change in the industry, in the world.
He got to feel like he's going to be missing out. If he see you together and Wayne and Juvia, he's going to be like,
Baby feel that. He feel it. But he might not tell you he feel it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we know each other. I know they feel it.
He got a whole new crew now, too, though.
But that crew ain't us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, a female, she'll go be with somebody just because she hurt. Right. He trying to replace what she had. You know what I'm saying? And dudes the same way. I'm going to go hang with this clique. I'm going to go join this gang and do this because I'm lost. I need to be found.
Especially
you know
if you're
saying?
Used to that.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, man, salute the Bird, man. Salute the Slim, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody. You know, it's all love, all respect, man. It's business at the end of the day.
Did you ever think it was weird when you used to see Birdman and Wayne kiss?
Nah, because when I address that situation, man, I keep on addressing it. Like, I didn't look at it like the media portrayed that, you know what I'm saying? Just like when a basketball player shoot basketball, bam, you know what I'm saying? Is he gay?
Yeah.
But that's an act.
Yeah?
No, I'm talking like, yeah.
No, I'm just saying that's how I looked at that, you know what I'm saying? I didn't look at that situation how everybody else looked at it.
And you had said Juvenile was the only one that
Juvenile
really
the only one ain't did. We all did that, me, BG.
Ain't no
know
pictures
what I'm
of you and BG and all them doing
because
that.
Because I won't do it now. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
I wouldn't do it now. This social media going on, man. That ain't the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because people not gonna see it the way we see it. You know what I'm saying? So I never sit up here and say, man, Baby gay wank. Nah.
So did people sit around and talk about that, like handshakes? Like, you know, you do certain handshakes. Let's do this handshake like this. Y'all
I wouldn't talk about that, man. It just was, Charlamagne, you got homeboys. Y'all got certain ways y'all play with each other that you don't play with no
other.
That
is very true. Y'all do play with each other.
Everybody. Every man. But you might not do that, but you might do an act when they be like, man, you on that gay ass shit, but it ain't gay to you.
I'm not gonna lie, Charlamagne, admit it.
Now, every man do that. Every man do that.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all don't do some things that other people would consider to be gay?
Yeah.
Okay. You might wear your homeboy's shirt or something. Not saying you do that, but... And I might be like, man, that nigga don't let gay girls do that. You know what I'm saying? But to you, man, it's my brother. I'm going to give him my shirt off my back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, I guess for some people, they feel like if you're not blood related, you know, it is a little.
And then it wasn't none of that. It just, you know what I'm saying? Now, if it was something like that, then, man, that's some gay shit. I'm just going to be straight up. I wouldn't been doing that. But we like, man, this how we talk. Bitch, you love me, bitch? Show me you love me. We playing. You know what I'm saying? That's
but
what
you wouldn't
was.
Do that with somebody younger now that you.
Nah, I wouldn't I wouldn't do it right now because how people is affected by it and what they think. So I was like, man, you know what, man, we can't do that no more.
That's how we look at Young Thug be calling him babe.
Yeah, the babe having anything.
And you know, and see how I think about that is how y'all think about that. Now you know, and I could be wrong from thinking that because I don't know Young Thug, mm-hmm. but. Today, I'm 34 years old. I wouldn't be doing what Young Thug doing. Thug, a youngster. So,
I mean,
he probably feel like it's nothing. I saw Young Thug the other day singing to a man and rubbing his hand through his hair on the stage. He be doing all kind of stuff. But I like Young Thug music, man. Mm-hmm. He cold. You can't take that from him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Hey, my man Turk, man.
Get you got money, stay real. Now, right?
Get money, stay real. You know what I'm saying? Hotboyturk.com. Hotboyturk_32, man. You need to follow me back. Post it, pitch it up, man.
I follow you. Should I talk to you enough on
that? Yeah, man. You know, you talk to me. You ain't follow me on Instagram, man. Yeah, I need some more of that gear that you got. I know you got something for me. You know, I'm just coming home. I you know what I'm saying?
All right, I got
you. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Hey, man.
Make sure you get
coming.
Her number, man. You know what I'm saying? She laced me last time.
Don't let this be the last time,
bro. Man, I'm here, bro. I'm here to stay. You know what I'm saying? I got, shout out to my team, man. You know, I got the shout out Rose PC, yo, Jeff, Marcy, yo, my DJ, DJ Heck. You know, my management, man, Alvin Mays, G Fields, the whole YNT. Shout out to my twins. You know what I'm saying? And my beautiful wife and my son in New Orleans, man.
Right,
and everybody
we're watching
else.
And see how everything goes down. Yeah, we on in New Orleans.
We on Q92.3.
Oh, yeah.
That's I was it, just right? out there.
93.
Q93.
Yeah, that's where he at. Yeah.
Okay.
You need to holler at my guy.
I was just out there at the Cali Oak project.
I saw you in the cast. I said, man, what she doing? She need to go on the Magnolia next.
They asked me.
Yeah. But I saw you out there. But yeah, it's all love, man. You know, it's respect, man. You know what I'm saying? I respect you, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
Charlamagne, cool dude to me. What y'all talking about? You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Who said he wasn't cool?
Nah, they be talking about you, bro. Like,
absolutely
the streets,
not.
Like, you know. But
I mean, it's polarizing, though. I get love, and I don't even want to call it hate. Everybody.
I feel like if a person get mad about you being true to him, it's because I didn't seem like I watched Damon Dad. He inspired me when he came up here because he stood his ground. You stood your ground. It just was, you know what I'm saying? And one thing he said he worked for his last name. Man, I say that in every interview I do now. You know what I'm saying? Just certain things that I feel like he was right about. And a lot of things I feel like you were right about. Like, I watch it. I try to look at the right things. Because I'm going to take something from you. I'm stealing. You know what I'm saying?
I feel the same way about Dame. The stuff that he said that inspired me, too. But there was other stuff I didn't want him to insult the working class.
Yeah. Because
we can't make money without the working class. Them the consumers.
Yeah, now you need everybody. Everybody got to work. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be the big guy. You know,
and imagine you came in here, Charlamagne had on a shirt that said Legend with Birdman on it.
It would have been love, man. I've been like, oh, man. I've been like, man, where you get that shirt from? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, one thing about it, Turk not no hater. I got love for them dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Still.
You can't
still,
knock what they
you know what
did,
I'm saying?
Bro.
Yeah, what we did. You know what I'm talking about?
I used to go watch y'all at the Music Farm in Charleston, South Carolina. That's where I'm from. Okay. I used to come see y'all at the Music Farm before any record.
We just flew in, we flew in Charlotte. Come here.
Absolutely. You still got all your hot boy chains and everything?
Nah, man. The judge and Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. No, when I was doing probation and stuff, I used to go to court with my watch and jewelry, and the judge said I was drawing too much attention. So he was like, I'm going to take this until you off probation. But I caught a case in Memphis and Hurricane Katrina, man. He owed me.
Okay.
Judge Bigelow, you owe me, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, man.
I thought you were talking to Katrina. I'm like, huh?
Nah, the judge, he got my stuff, man. It's probably washed up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Turk, thanks for coming through, man. We appreciate you. It's The Breakfast Club.
All love.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.